Health talk by those who care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health talk by those who care.
Welcome to Health Talk by Those Who Care. I'm Christy Henry, your community health educator here at Jay County Hospital. I'm glad you've tuned in to Health Talk today. Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Each week, we will discuss your health questions, check out the latest fitness tips, and share a healthy recipe provided by the registered dietitian from the Jay County Hospital Nutritional Services Department. If you have a question, you can email me at khenry@jcountyhospital.com and I'll get your question on the air. Don't go away. We have great things to share in the next few minutes.
Health Talk is sponsored by the Jay County Hospital Foundation. Thank you for making a difference in Jay County and the surrounding communities.
Joining us today on Health Talk is Julaine Ross, the registered dietitian at Jay County Hospital.
Hi, I'm going to talk about cooking at home, and here are some tips for healthy meals. Americans are now spending more money eating away from home than ever before. In fact, Americans now spend just about half of their food dollars at restaurants, up from only 25% in 1955. But research has shown that eating out frequently, especially fast food, is associated with a number of health issues, including obesity, insulin resistance, and an increased risk for heart disease. As a result, many people are thinking about getting back to cooking at home. So, many people find the transition from eating out to cooking at home challenging for one big reason: time constraints. If you are working two jobs or have an on-the-run lifestyle, you may think that you will not have the time or energy to cook a meal at the end of the day or to prepare food for the week. However, by learning a few cooking tips and tricks, you can turn a multi-hour cooking ordeal into a quick meal that will enhance both your health and wallet. First of all, choose the right recipes. Choose recipes that have quick cooking times or ones that allow you to do something else while the food cooks. Certain styles of cooking, such as stir fries and grilling, cook food quickly so you can sit and enjoy a meal within 5 to 10 minutes. However, other cooking options, such as braising and roasting, allow you to do other tasks while the food cooks, such as preparing other food or cleaning up. Using the oven. Baking is a great way to cook meat without added fat. You can even bread foods in healthy mixtures such as crushed spices and almonds or crushed cereal, maybe a spray of cooking oil, and bake for 30 to 45 minutes for a juicy, flavorful main dish. Do not forget the vegetables. Roasting vegetables is quick and easy. Just slice your favorite vegetables such as peppers, onions, eggplant, sweet potatoes, or beets. Toss with a little olive oil and spices and place in a 400 to 450 degree oven for 15 to 40 minutes, depending on the thickness of the slices. Thinner slices cook faster. Try roasting some thinly sliced sweet potatoes and beets with fresh rosemary or garlic for 15 to 20 minutes as a healthy potato chip alternative. Using the stovetop. Stir frying and sauteing are great cooking methods for preparing healthy foods quickly, provided you make a few small adjustments. Cutting your meat and vegetables into smaller pieces will result in decreased cooking time. Try using cooking spray and just a little flavorful oil, such as olive, peanut, or sesame oil, to enhance the taste without adding too many extra calories or fat. Rely on spices such as garlic, ginger, cinnamon, thyme, or rosemary to pack a zesty kick without any extra calories. A simple meat and vegetable stir fry with a few teaspoons of sesame oil, garlic, and ginger can go from cutting board to table in less than 30 minutes. You can use the stovetop to cook large batches of food such as stir fry, stew, or chili, which can then be portioned up into containers for future meals. Some of these larger batches may need to simmer for a while to cook, but you can usually do something else during that time and just stir the contents every 5 to 10 minutes. Using the microwave. In addition to reheating leftovers in a snap, microwaves also can cook certain foods very quickly, particularly potatoes. You can have a raw sweet potato ready to serve in about 7 minutes. Poke many holes in the sweet potato with a fork and then cook it on high for 6 to 7 minutes turning the potato onto its other side halfway through the cooking. Once it's done, cut it open and allow it to cool for a minute or two. Top with some cinnamon and a few spoonfuls of low-fat yogurt for a healthy side dish. You can also cook many frozen foods in the microwave oven, including vegetables. Just make sure that the ingredients listed on the package are healthy. If you do not know how to pronounce half the ingredients in a packaged food, or do not know where those ingredients came from, you probably should not make it. Using the grill. Grilling can cook meat and vegetables quickly while allowing excess fat to drip away from the food. Adding just a dash of olive oil will prevent vegetables from sticking to the grill, and you can toss them with different spices such as garlic, rosemary, or thyme to bring out some unique, satisfying flavors. If you do not want to use an outdoor grill, indoor grill pans and specialty grills such as the George Foreman grill are available for only about $20 to $25. Because of the heating elements on both sides of the grill, your food will cook quite quickly, usually within 10 minutes. If you invest in a slightly larger grill surface, you can cook your vegetables and meat at the same time, so dinner is ready faster. Another option is to make a large batch of grilled food and save some for the next day's meal. No cook and reheat options. If you are really pressed for time, do not forget about making a quick salad or sandwich. A dash of mustard or hummus, a few slices of turkey breast, and some fresh sliced vegetables can result in a quick and satisfying meal. Leftovers can also go a long way when you are in a pinch. Reheating on a stovetop or in a microwave takes much less time than cooking from scratch. You can freeze many foods for weeks or months so you can enjoy leftovers long into the future. This is yet another reason to cook in bulk when you can. Are you excited and ready to cook? Try looking at allrecipes.com for some recipe suggestions.
Here's your recipe of the day. Lower fat, 3 cheese sauce. Drizzle this creamy cheese sauce over steamed veggies for a tasty change of pace. Ingredients, 2 tablespoons of flour, 1 1/4 cups of low-fat milk or fat-free half and half, 2 ounces of reduced-fat Swiss cheese grated, 2 1/2 ounces of reduced-fat sharp cheddar cheese grated, 2 tablespoons of grated Parmesan cheese, 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. Preparation. In a small saucepan, blend flour with 2 tablespoons of the milk or half and half to form a smooth paste. Using a wire whisk, slowly blend in remaining milk until smooth. Simmer over medium heat, stirring constantly until thickened. Reduce heat and add cheeses, garlic powder, and pepper. Stir until well blended and cheese has melted. Remove from heat and use as desired. 6 servings. Nutrition information per serving. 99 calories, 9 grams of protein, 5 grams of carbohydrate, 4.8 grams of fat, 15 milligrams cholesterol, 0.1 gram of fiber, and 177 milligrams of sodium.
We want to thank Jelaine for being with us today. And if you want to find this recipe, you can go to our website at www.jcountyhospital.com.
Thank you for listening to Health Talk by Those Who Care. Remember, if you've missed any part of our show, you can listen to it on our website at jcountyhospital.com. We look forward to talking to you next week, and until then, here's to your health.
Health Talk by Those Who Care. Have a health question or comment? Let us know at Jay County Hospital. Health Talk by Those Who Care.